Last week, a letter signed by 130 arts organisations from across the country landed on the desks of government representatives from the Prime Minister to local councils. It calls for an immediate financial stimulus to the industry, which contributes over $110 billion to the Australian economy each year, and has been left struggling as venues close and audiences are forced to stay home. Esther Anatolis is Executive Director of NAVA, the National Association for the Visual Arts. She told The Wire's Sarah Martin that the arts sector is not faring well.
We have the most debilitating disruption of Australia's cultural life that we've ever experienced. And unless we have some very targeted, very specific industry stimulus, we won't have, in many cases, artists, businesses, etc., who can support and inspire us through this, but also get us through to the other side. And while there have been some announcements around some cash flow relief, around the doubling of the JobKeeper payment and the new stimulus around the JobKeeper payment, a lot of those are not going to be able to be accessed by arts organisations who can't demonstrate a downturn because their work is seasonal or cyclical, or they're casuals and they fall between the cracks of what's been announced. So there are a lot of things that we're calling for that absolutely need to happen as a matter of urgency.
This has hit around the world. Have you looked at what other countries are doing? Is anyone actually leading and taking a step to support their arts industries?
There has been some really inspirational leadership from other places, Germany, Canada, the United Kingdom, Singapore and New Zealand. There have been a number of countries who are putting hundreds of millions of dollars or euros into the arts right now, which is incredibly important. I mean, we need to protect First Peoples cultural knowledge and protect elders. And there is a great package for First Peoples in Canada, which is a great model for us to look at now.
There's an anticipation that there will be an influx when we get to the other end. But the damage that's done to the casual workforce, do you think that will mean people aren't necessarily ready to deliver the goods once the doors do go back open?
Unfortunately, yes. What's happening right now is that there are creative businesses who will close and not be able to reopen. There are livelihoods that are ending right now. Artists who won't be able to sustain work. And then, of course, it's, you know, trying to look for other kinds of income. Wage subsidies are really important because they keep people in their workplace. But these announcements, first of all, they don't kick in until May, but we need to make sure that when that legislation passes, it actually really does cover people who do work casually. Because at the moment, if you're a casual worker, you have to show that you've worked in the one place for at least 12 months, whereas the reality is, you know, in the gig economy, the portfolio career, these terms that artists invented, people are spreading their income across four or five or six different casual jobs. What the government is saying to those people is choose one of those employers, if you've been there for more than 12 months, and then claim just a fraction of a living wage for the next 6 months. That's just completely unacceptable.
We have seen some announcements around the arts from state governments. What's your response to what's been put on the table so far?
So at this stage, there are not any arts industry-specific stimulus measures from the federal government. It has been fantastic to see South Australia, the ACT, Queensland, Northern Territory, Tasmania, and the governments of New South Wales, Victoria and WA have got information out there inviting people to get in touch with them and have discussions on a case-by-case basis, and they are still preparing their packages. And also the City of Melbourne and the City of Sydney and other cities have also put some great packages out there, so with significant new money for artists to be able to make work, to stay connected to their practice, and also urgent funds for businesses. At the federal level, in the absence of any money from Treasury, the Australia Council has been forced to redirect its own funds internally. That means that they have reluctantly announced that upcoming grants programs and other important programs have been cut so that they can bring together $5 million. And then they've announced just yesterday a really, really positive, resilient package for artists. The danger of that, of course, is that if the Australia Council is forced to repurpose its own money, then we are squandering the future for the benefit of the immediate present.
Esther Anatolis, Executive Director of NAVA, the National Association for the Visual Arts, speaking to The Wire's Sarah Martin.